Welcome to the Vince Del Monte Show. I am the OG of online fitness marketing, and this is the go-to podcast for online fitness coaches committed to building a rock-solid fitness business without sacrificing your faith, family, and fitness in the process. Formerly known as Skinny Vinny, I took my passion for fitness and turned it into a multiple seven-figure-a-year fitness empire, and now I'm dedicated to helping you build a predictable, purposeful, and profit-rich coaching business while going to school on all my lessons and mistakes. Let's do this. Hey, welcome back to the Vince Del Monte podcast. Today is Sermon Sunday, and we're going to look at a single passage today that speaks to what I believe each and every one of us wants more in our life, which is discipline and self-control. What the heck does the Bible have to say about discipline and self-control? And let's kind of kick this off with, how are you doing with self-control in your life? And I want to first set the context. I'm not here to beat anybody up or make you feel worse. Maybe you gave in to something that you want more control over, like I recently did. So I'm right there with you, and I'll tell you that story in a moment. But let's first see, how are you doing with the area of self-control? And we can break it down into multiple areas. You know, how are you doing in the evening time? Are you getting to bed in time, or are you just wasting time on your phone? How are you doing in the morning time? Are you lying in bed, or are you just kind of getting half sleep for an extra 30, 60 minutes and wasting your morning? How are you doing in the area of managing your phone? Are you putting down your phone when you say that you need to be present? How about food? How are you doing with your diet? How are you doing with alcohol? How are you doing with your eyes, pornography? How are you doing with your temper and managing your emotions? I think each and every one of us can find areas in our life where we lack self-control. And it's interesting because the Bible speaks a lot about us wanting to water this fruit of the Spirit and have more and more of it in our lives. And the reason I wanted to share this is because I was really beating myself up on Sunday morning and before I recorded this, which was after I wouldn't say I blew my diet, but I caved on my diet at a wedding on Saturday night and Friday night when I went to a movie on my own. And I had some allocated macros left, which would have worked out perfectly if I just stuck with the fish tacos, which was my freaking plan. I went to the VIP, Cineplex Odeon, where you can order the food in. And as soon as I walked in, I am proud of myself. As soon as I smell that freaking buttered popcorn, I have a ritual of always getting popcorn when I go to the movies. But right now, I'm doing the 40 Days of Focus with Men in Bedrock, and popcorn doesn't fit the macros. It's not on the diet. So I'm happy that I didn't hit the popcorn. But when I sat down and looked at the menu, I saw one of my weaknesses, which is breaded chicken wings. And I've had them there before, and they're freaking mind-blowing. And I'm like, don't get the chicken wings. Don't get the chicken wings. Don't get the freaking chicken wings. What did I order? The freaking breaded chicken wings. And it's got the calorie count right on the dang menu. It says that there are 1,000 calories right there. I'm literally seeing exactly what is telling me, do not order the chicken wings. What do? I order the freaking chicken wings. And I felt so sorry for myself. I went into this little pity party that, what did I do? I also ordered the pork sandwich. It came with fries. I didn't eat the fries. But I'm like, what the hell am I doing? And I'm like, oh, I started doing all my rationalization and justification. Well, I had a stressful week. You know, I did well. You know, I did pretty good. And just the waterfall of excuses started to flow. And I watched that movie just like, I really just walked through the car that night. I'm like, you're such a failure. And I beat myself up. I don't know if you feel like that ever, but I just lacked self-control. And then the next day, you think that I would have, you know, got back on track, but I was going to a wedding, and weddings are another one of my weak spots because I like to amplify the experiences. It's a habit of mine. I want to make the most of the night. So I saw the open bar, and I wasn't even craving a drink. I was actually good, and I got a whiskey and Diet Pepsi, and that led to another one, and then another one, and the beer, and I'm like, later on that night, I'm like, why did I do that? I didn't need that. And then that dropped my guard, and I had a couple mini brownies that were a part of the dessert table. And I didn't need those either. I wasn't even hungry. So I'm kicking this off today, letting you all know that if you lack self-control, you are human. It is a part of our humanity. Yet there is actually a lot of caution inside the Bible about what happens when you lack self-control. There are severe consequences to you as an individual and even to people around you. Your lack of self-control can affect those around you. And it's crazy because I was drawn to the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 25, 28. And I want to read the single verse we're going to look at today. And it goes like this. Like a city whose walls are broken through is a person who lacks self-control. Another version of that is a man without self-control is like a city broken into and left without walls. And, you know, on the surface, it doesn't seem like there's much to unpack here. It seems like it's a very self-explanatory passage. But right now, I feel like I'm in a season where God is encouraging me and creating like countless, I guess you could see them as opportunities to increase self-control in my life. More and more, in so many areas of my life, I'm constantly being challenged to demonstrate self-control. And I feel like this is the area of my life that I want to conquer. More so than any of the other fruit of the Spirit, self-control is what I'm working on most right now. And if you look at the first word of Proverbs 25, 28, it's like. It's comparing. Like a city whose walls are broken into is like a man that lacks self-control. And what I wanted to do is look at times in the Bible where city walls were broken down. And the first story I thought of was Jericho. You likely know this story. Many of you are probably familiar with this. It's in Joshua 6, and it's when the Israelites marched around the city of Jericho once a day for 6 days. And then on the seventh day, they marched around the city 7 times, and the walls came crumbling down. Now, this resulted in making all the inhabitants of Jericho completely vulnerable to attack. And in this story, God is using the Israelites to bring about judgment on the people of Jericho. Now, there's another story where God is using another nation to judge Israel, and their sin led them to become vulnerable and taken off to captivity for years. And then Nehemiah has come back to the city of Jerusalem that was destroyed years ago, and he's there to help rebuild the walls. Now, the question is why? All right? Because walls in the Bible, especially for a self-governed people, meant freedom and flourishing. Walls create boundaries. Walls create protection. Walls create agreed upon communal standards. Walls secure your food. They guarantee you a safe and steady water supply. They give shelter and safety. In summary, walls bring peace and harmony. And it may sound a bit counterintuitive, but walls and boundaries actually grant you your freedom. They grant you freedom from attack, free from harm, and everyone living within these walls has the ability to live life to their greatest potential. And in our verse today, this is exactly what God is saying. You know, in our minds, in our bodies, in our persons, in our community, God wants maximum freedom for us. But this freedom comes from self-control. Without self-control, that freedom is destroyed from inside our minds, our bodies, and it reflects inside our personal life, in our thoughts, in our behaviors, in our habits. It reflects in what we do with our businesses, how we show up. It reflects in our community, how we show up around friends, and affects our families. And we become vulnerable to sin and its consequences, right? When we don't have walls up. And contrary to what I want to think, is that my self-control is affecting everyone in my family. When I can't manage my anger, guess how my kids respond when they're upset? They act just like dad, right? Guess what happens when I don't maintain standards with my own content? My students see me. Hey, Vince isn't keeping up. Maybe, I don't need to hold the standard either, right? It affects everything, right? If I don't manage my eyes and I'm at Canada's Wonderland, and my head starts to get a little wobbly and I'm checking out girls when I'm with my kids. And now I'm losing the attention of my kids on the limited time that I have them. This affects everyone. And again, not here to make you feel guilty and bad about yourself, right? This goes all the way back to the beginning of time. You know, you can think about, you know, the story in Genesis 4 with Cain and Abel, when Cain made an unacceptable sacrifice to God and Abel made a worthy one. And this led to Cain losing his temper. And God warned Cain. He said, "You will be accepted if you do what is right. But if you refuse to do what is right, look out. Sin is crouching at the door looking to control you, but you must become its master." This is what God said to Cain when he saw that Cain was starting to lose his temper. But unfortunately, Cain didn't manage his temper and he killed his brother. And then this led to their community and their family never being the same. So this story here of men, of people not being able to demonstrate their control is the theme of the entire Bible. It's one of the major themes of the entire Bible. If you're getting value from this episode and interested in learning how my team and I can help you scale your fitness business to $10, $20, $40, or even $80,000 a month, DM me Dominate on Instagram at Vince Del Monte, and I'll reach out and see if and how I can help you take it to the next level. And God is looking to grant freedom to us and his people and his communities, and we just keep getting it wrong. We just keep struggling with discipline and self-control and living the life that God wants us to lead, a great, great life. Now, again, I want to reassure you that this is the life of a human. I am not here to guilt you, make you feel worse about yourself. And if you listen to Paul communicate in the book of Romans, he says, "The trouble is not with the law, for it is spiritual and good. The trouble is with me, for I am too human, a slave to sin. I don't really understand myself, for I want to do what is right, but instead I do what I hate." Paul goes on to say, there's a war going on in his mind, a struggle between righteousness and sin. He wants to do the right thing. How many of us know that we want to do the right thing? We know what the right thing is. He goes on to say, but he keeps doing the thing that isn't right and avoiding the thing that is right. It's crazy. He lacks self-control. And Paul is a super saint. And he's just being honest. So we have to understand there's two ways of living, right? We can live by acts of the flesh, all right? Or we can live by the fruit of the Spirit. And if we look at the fruits of the Spirit, they're very clear. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, patience, peace, kindness, faithfulness, goodness, gentleness. And the last one that we're talking about today is self-control. So the question is how do you get more of God's spirit of self-control in your life? I don't know about you, but I want to be more self-controlled with my eyes, with my tongue, with my temper, with my disciplines, with my nutrition, with what I say I'm going to do, with when I'm going to go to bed and when I'm going to wake up, and with all my non-negotiables with my business and how I show up with my team and how I show up. I want more self-control. And the short answer is you just ask. You see, when you ask Jesus to be the Lord of our lives, he comes in and he brings with him his Holy Spirit. He's bringing his power with him. You don't just get access to Jesus, you get access to his Holy Spirit. And what God is after is a yieldedness to his life at his work in our lives. And it's a long freaking process. I'm 44 years old and I'm still stumbling with things that I feel like I should be in control of by now. But here's a cool thing. We all go at our own pace, but there's a lot of things that we can do to speed up the process of experiencing more self-control in our lives. Watering the Spirit in our life can happen in a lot of different ways. And here's some of the things that I want us to just do a little check-in. Number one, having a plan. Do you have a plan, right? Do you have a plan? If pornography is something that's controlling your life, do you have a plan? For me, I think it was about 16 months ago, I put covenant eyes on all my devices, the kids' iPads, my laptop, my phone. I have zero access. I've had zero access. I've viewed pornography not a single time in over 16 months. I have a plan. The plan was to block it out, right? If you're struggling with food or alcohol, do you have a coach that you're needing to check in with? Do you have an accountability group that you can go to? Right? Do you have a mentor that is telling you exactly what to do with your business and ensuring that you know what your non-negotiables are each day for posting content and for having conversations and for booking sales calls? And how do you need to show up as a coach online. For others, I think a big one that a lot of us are missing is a confessional community. A confessional community is a place, a safe place where you can go to others who can extend you grace and to those you can extend grace to. And I've got this with the Men of Bedrock. We've got our Telegram group. At the end of the day, we all have to check in with each other. And sometimes the guys are really tough on each other and go, hey, dude, what's going on here, man? This is your second strike, right? At first, there's some curiosity, but then we need to come on to our brothers and we have to ask them, I thought you were committed. You know, where are you at? Are you okay with this continuing and, you know, staying where you're at, right? We need that place and we can't keep sin a secrecy. Sin becomes powerful when it remains a secret, when you carry it by yourself. But when you put yourself in environments where you can walk with others, pray with others, open up with others, and where you can just be real. You know, maybe if you're not a believer and you're not getting all the faith stuff here, you do resonate with being around other men, being around other women where you can be vulnerable and you can say, hey, I need help, right? These guys can encourage you. And I truly believe that the ultimate solution to transforming your mind, your heart, your home, your community is being with others that are going to allow you to grow in your desire to want to develop more self-control. And, you know, sometimes we just need to pray to God, say, Lord, I need you to help develop more self-control. This is an area in my life I want more of. I don't want to lie in bed and scroll and look at half-naked women first thing in the morning. I'm a grown man. I've got young kids. I don't want to turn into a dirty old man, right? We need to express this to other men who can say, hey, man, I'm with you, man. I'm with you. And this is how we start to develop the self-control in our lives. We get around other men, confessional communities where we can be real and raw, where guys are going to lay into us, but then they're going to also love us equally and encourage us, recognizing that we're all working through our own humanity. And I just believe that this is an area in our lives that when we master self-control in all these different departments, you will experience the freedom that God wants us to experience. And this is where it ultimately comes from. All these fruit of the Spirit have a massive impact. But today I was called to talk to each and every one of us, including myself, around self-control. And Lord, I just want to pray right now that you will grow each of us with this fruit of the Spirit. We pray that we'd put ourselves in environments that would help us develop more self-control. I pray that you'd also remind us that, you know, we are human and that we aren't meant to carry this weight alone, and that we would humble ourselves and find other men, other women, people that can encourage us, that can extend us grace, people that we can extend grace to, so that we can continue to develop this fruit of the Spirit and we continue to water it, and that we would be wise with our decisions, and that we would put a plan in place, and that we would remove ourselves from places that can help us experience the spirit of power and discipline and self-control, which is what you want for each and every one of us. I'm declaring this for each and every one of us to have more of it in our lives. And we pray for these in your holy and mighty name. Amen. Hey, you guys have a great, great day. I hope this was an awesome word for you. And let me know if there's any other specific topics you want me to dig into from a biblical perspective. And I hope you're getting lots of value from this. And if you are, please share it on your social stories. I'm having fun digging into the word with you and just unpacking how I feel God speaking to me and just kind of really making it real and seeing how the word of the Lord can just truly intercept your life. And it is real. It is living. And it is transformative if you allow it to be. So have a great rest of your day. We will talk to you all soon. Ciao, ciao. Thank you so much for checking out the show. If you could share this, it would mean the world to me. Think of one person you could text this to or take a screenshot. Share a takeaway you got from the episode and tag me. Put it up on your social stories, and that would be incredible. Pay it forward. Serve someone you know, and that's how we get the word out there. Until next time, level up or level off. Ciao, ciao.